produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night.
God's Precious Prayers throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline from God's Precious Prayers Ministry, joining you again with a moment of inspiration. Thank you all for joining us today. I pray all is well with you and that you are as excited as I am as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the Christmas season, and we will be focusing on that during this period until the end of this month as the Lord leads. I just give thanks to the Lord for this time. This is indeed a very, very special time, and I invite you to join with me in this celebration. First of all, I want to say a special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World, and from Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World, and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. Let's pause to pray for a moment. Precious Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we say thank you for this time of our lives. We thank you for this time of celebration and giving thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanking you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. You love us so much. Your word says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Lord, I thank you that we have everlasting life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you so much. Thank you for this time, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you will touch the hearts of our listeners, that those who need to be encouraged will be encouraged and blessed today. Their souls will be lifted up, Lord, and those who do not know you will accept you as Lord and Savior. I give you thanks, Lord. Now, Father God, I release myself to you in Jesus' name, and I ask you, Lord, to speak to me, to bless your children throughout Raider Land. Thank you, Father. My friends, I don't know about you, but I tell you, I love this time of the year. You know, from fall on, actually, as I talked about fall not too long ago, such a quiet time. But now, you know, we're brought into the hustle and the bustle of the holidays, the Christmas season, where people are really, really busy running around. But what they're actually doing is running around, not bad, buying gifts for their friends and showing their love and devotion to one another. This is wonderful. You know, in reality, it is a time of a bitter and sweet experience for many. As many memories are brought to remembrance, you know, it may be good, it may be bad, but many a times at this time, you know, people reflect and think about their loved ones. There's some who are ill, there's some who've passed on, and this may be the first Christmas that they do not have their loved ones with them. And right at this moment, I know of people who are experiencing this, you know, so let us remember them in prayer. We're aware that it's a sad time for many. As I said, such wonderful personal reasons that they no longer have. So at this time, let us be mindful of those around us who need a little love, encouragement, prayers, a telephone call, a visit, extra food, whatever they need. Just be there for them and be our hands extended to them, reaching out in love. You know, I recall being away in school overseas and feeling very sad because I miss my family and the wonderful time we had together. You know, the wonderful times that we had as we prepared, you know, Christmas meant so much to us, and it was just a grand time of celebration. And being away overseas, you know, I just miss my family. I miss my family so terribly. So as I said, let's just be mindful of those around us who would just need that encouragement and reassurance and to be ministered to during this, what may be a lonely time in their lives. You know, as I said, I remember the preparations of the season. It wasn't shopping, but in reality, the real meaning of the season was demonstrated, and that was the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was our focus. You know, I recall months in advance as we prepared for Christmas programs, and I'm sure many of you in other countries as you listen, you do practice the same thing. Lots of preparation months in advance for the Christmas pageant where the play, the Christmas story was played out again. It was just so wonderful watching that and being a part of that. You know, as you prepare in the choir for singing Christmas carols, etc. That was so wonderful. Going to the nursing homes to minister to the sick and the shut-in. That's just so wonderful. As children, in the early hours of the morning, before school, around 4 a.m., we would all gather in our neighborhoods, and we would walk from neighborhood to neighborhood singing carols. And those who were not able to come out, from the comfort of their beds, they would listen to the carols, and they were ministered to. Of course, we can't do that in a very cold climate, but it was just wonderful doing that, and we really, really enjoyed that. I also think about or communities, you know, as we came together to celebrate and share. It was just a wonderful, happy, festive season and such a wonderful time of sharing God's love. And this is the purpose. This is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came for us to love and care for one another, and that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We just thank our Heavenly Father for loving us so much that you prepared and provided this plan of redemption for us. And this is what we celebrate. God's plan of redemption actually started in the Garden of Eden. We look at Genesis 2, 8 to 9, and also 3, 1 to 7. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Verses 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, you shall surely die." And we look at Genesis 3, 1 to 7. And the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant for the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruits and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. You know, that was not God's plan. They were just downright disobedient. They listened to the enemy and they sinned. And this is where the plan of redemption started. The Lord created a beautiful dwelling place for us to dwell in. He made provisions for us and all that we needed. And here our foreparents sinned in the Garden of Eden. And God made a promise. Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they were banished from the garden, a place of safety that God had created for them. We read in Genesis 3:24, "So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim in the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life." Oh, what a plan of salvation that the Lord prepared for us at this time, and how much Father's heart must have been broken. God created a place of safety and provision for us, but our foreparents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God by obeying the serpent. God had to drag them out of the garden. We know the story as we read Genesis chapter 3. And in verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3, God said to them, and actually to the serpent, "And I will put enmity between you, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the plan. This is the plan of salvation. This is the plan for Jesus Christ to come into the earth. Here, the promise of a Savior, a Redeemer, was given. God said, "Jesus, our Redeemer, will bruise Satan's head, which is his highest part, the area of dominion. Our Savior would trample him as he did at the cross." Jesus canceled all of Satan's plans and schemes once and for all at the cross, thus giving God's children the victory over the evil one and abundant life through him. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Galatians 4:3-7 says, even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer slaves to sin, but a son. And if a son, then heir of God through Christ. You see what God has done? We are adopted. We are adopted into the kingdom of heaven. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So within our hearts, we have Abba, Father. The Spirit of the living God is within us. We are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful gift. This is, my dear friends, this is what we celebrate. This is what we celebrate, and we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your obedience to come to this wicked, sinful earth to die for us. You came to be born in a manger in such a humble state, very, very humble state, born of the Virgin Mary in a humble state. And we are no longer slaves to the commands and the demands of the sinful nature of the enemy. But because of your coming to redeem us back unto God and for us to be heirs of salvation through you, Lord Jesus, just we thank you so much. For we have been bought, we've been freed, and we've been forgiven and made victorious through the coming and sacrificial death of our Lord Jesus Christ, our precious Savior. My friends, this is where it all began, in the Garden of Eden. Our foreparents sinned, and God, our Heavenly Father, had to send Jesus, his only begotten Son, to redeem us. No longer is there a flaming sword to prevent us access into the presence of the Lord. No longer. We now have access to the tree of life, and we are anchored to the tree of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. We who believe in him, we are now anchored in him. Anchored in Jesus, safe evermore. Thank you, Father. Even as the Lord breathed his last breath, the veil of the temple was torn that we may have access to the holies of holies where the presence of our Father dwells. But now we give thanks. He abides in us and we are his temple and we are now heirs and joined heirs with him. Note, Father God says he will bruise your head, which was, this is what he was trying to do to us. God reversed this. He reversed the curse. And this is what we celebrate. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming. You know, this may not seem like a Christmas story, but as I said, this is where it all began. This is where it all began. If not, we would have been living in such a sinful state. And we give thanks to the Lord for coming. Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace who speak peace to all of our storms. He speak peace to all of our troubles. Every storm, every mountain that we face, he speak peace to them. And we thank him so much. We thank him. And my friends, this is what we celebrate. At his birth, the angels sang, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Luke 2, verse 14. And they were so excited, they said, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. All these wonderful promises that God made, it finally came to pass. And this is what we celebrate. You know, I invite those who do not know the Lord and Savior, who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I give this opportunity to you to just stop for a moment and think and ponder, where would you be without Jesus? I invite you, if you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, if you do not know him as the Prince of Peace, I invite you today to surrender completely. Do not be trapped by the enemy anymore. But remember that the Prince of Peace came, that you may have peace on earth, and that you may have life everlasting. So I invite you now to surrender your heart and surrender your will to Him and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. You know, I just thank the Lord for speaking to my heart continually and giving me these wonderful words of inspiration. And many years ago, He gave me some beautiful poems, and I continue to write them as time goes by. And I want to share with you two wonderful Christmas poems that He shared with me. And this is to do also with redemption. So I share this with you now. Praise God. The first one is called Silent Night. Silent Night. So still was the night our Savior came. Shepherds heard the glorious anthem. Peace on earth, the angels sang. Goodwill to all men. The Savior of the earth is born, born to save all mankind. Oh, what glorious night that was! The air was filled with joy and peace. A gift so precious came to earth as the angels announced our Savior's birth. Be not afraid, the angel said, for the Son of God has come to bruise Satan's head. As promised long ago, we now announce our Savior's birth. Make haste and see the Savior lay in a bed made of hay, in a stall so cold and bare. Follow the star, be not afraid. Go see your precious Savior dear, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. What a blessing, what a promise. I read to you our Savior's birth. It is on this day we celebrate His birth, the Holy One who came to earth, from sin and death to set us free, giving us life eternally. What glorious gift, 10,000 tongues could never tell, but this we know so well. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty Prince of Peace, the holy, pure, and sinless Lamb of God, the Holy One of Israel, the Lion of Judah is He. We welcome you, our Savior dear. Be always, so ever near. In my heart, year by year, as I celebrate your birth with great cheer. My brothers and sisters, let us celebrate our Savior's birth with great cheer. Remember, He came to bruise Satan's head, as was promised long ago. And they said, we announce our Savior's birth. Make haste and see the Savior lay in a bed made of hay, in a stall so cold and bare. Follow the star, be not afraid. Go see your precious Savior dear, Jesus, the Son of God. I invite you, let us surrender our will, let us surrender all, and accept our Lord and Savior who came to earth so long ago to redeem us, the one who continues to intercede for us, the one who loved us, that He left the beauty and splendor of heaven to come to this cruel earth, that we may have peace and we may have abundant life. My precious friends throughout Radio Land, I love you, and I pray that this has ministered to you. I pray that you are blessed and you are inspired and you are encouraged today. Now go forth in Jesus' name and share His love with all mankind. I love you. Until next time, goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.